magic number. Yeah, it
well,
is.
Three may not actually be all that magic today. Yes, three states hold primary votes. And yes, polls show Mitt Romney ahead in all three races. But three is not enough to get Romney to that convention. No matter how many party luminaries endorse Romney, no matter how large his campaign war chest, no matter how often people refer to him as inevitable, the length of this race still rests in the hands of his competitors. Even if he wins every contest from here on out, it would take Mitt Romney until June to get to the number of delegates he needs to be the uncontested victor. Joining us now to talk about all this, Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick and Republican strategist and takeaway contributor Ron Christie. Thanks to both of you for coming on.
Pleasure. Hey,
good morning, guys.
All right. So, Todd, is it true that Rick Santorum is mathematically out of this?
He is mathematically out of this. And another little math fact, if you're interested, according, well, the delegate counts at different news outlets fluctuate, but according to the AP, going into today's magic number of three primaries, Mitt Romney has exactly half of what he needs to get to 1144. Hard to believe at this point in the month of April that we are sort of at the mathematical halfway point of the primary, but we are. And it helps explain why Rick Santorum is staying in this. Mathematically eliminated, perhaps. Maybe if he ran the table for every primary, every winner-take-all primary for the rest of the campaign, he might have a shot at 1144, but that's not going to happen. But Rick Santorum is getting another thing out of this. Whether or not he wins, look, Rick Santorum is getting the unequivocal, unarguable position of second place. Why is that important? We all know that Republicans have a long tradition, Ron Christie will confirm this, of appointing the person whose turn it is. Usually that's the person who got the second place 4 years earlier. And there's another aspect to this, too. Conservatives in the Republican Party didn't like the fact that John McCain was nominated against Barack Obama. They thought he was a moderate. They wanted a conservative. They're upset about the exact same thing this year. Why are we nominating a moderate instead of a real conservative? If Mitt Romney should lose to Barack Obama in November, there will be a strong, loud conservative case in 2016 to nominate a conservative. Finally, contrast with the Democrats and win the election. That person will likely be Rick Santorum, a real conservative and the second place man whose turn it is. That's what he's earning here, I think.
Okay, Ron, your response to that?
I think Todd's exactly right. I think the Republicans, we have a history of saying, you know, you ran a strong race. You came in second place. You're the next guy up for the next race. And I think that's exactly right. I think Santorum is only staying in this for his future viability. He knows he can't win. He knows he can't get the delegate math. He knows that the viability for his path to the nomination is a short one. So he's saying, I'm going to stick around. If Romney implodes somehow, then we can get to the convention and I can say, I'm the fellow that you need to nominate because we need a strong conservative. We need someone who can go up against the president. Romney's not that guy. And oh, by the way, here I am.
What about the idea that Rick Santorum firmly believes that the party has is under Mitt Romney destined to become too centrist, too moderate? And perhaps he feels that by staying in the race, he will force Mitt Romney to remain a little further to the right should he become the nominee.
I think that's also a valid point. I think Governor Romney is walking a very, very dangerous tightrope for him. On one hand, he wants to ensure that he has the viability and he has the independents and the Democrats, the centrists who could come over and vote for him in the general election. On the other hand, he can't go too far to his left because he's got Santorum and Newt Gingrich nipping at his heels saying, wait a second, this guy's not conservative enough. So he's trying to have that middle path, and it's difficult for him right now, but I think should he secure the nomination, he will tack to his left and he will try to appeal to a broader constituency than he is right now.
Well, Todd, what do you think? Does this sort of tight wire balancing act right now hurt Mitt Romney when he gets to November and, as Ron says, have to tack to the left?
You know, Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum said, I think yesterday, the longer this primary goes on, the better it is for this Republicans. I don't know that anybody actually believes that. That statement serves Rick Santorum and probably nobody else. Look, the tight wire balancing act is always hard for any primary candidate who's challenged by others. That's where the infamous Etch-a-Sketch comment came from. You run to the right in the primary. You try to sort of reload and recast yourself in the general for a different group of voters. And it is difficult. And you can see, you know, Mitt Romney has gotten some good news in the last few days as the Republican establishment tries to close the door behind him. Endorsements from people like Marco Rubio and Ron Johnson, Tea Party senators from Florida and Wisconsin. Mitch McConnell didn't endorse Romney, but all but closed the door behind him, saying, look, this thing is essentially over. So that's all good for Romney. Mitt Romney's going to start raising money this week with the Republican National Committee in a general election fund so that donors can write $75,000 checks and not just $2,500 checks. Those are all great establishment things for Romney. But does he have to shift? Yes, but here's another fun number fact for Mitt Romney that still doesn't look so great, that still points to his problem. I just have one fact here. There are 285 Republican members of Congress, guys. Mitt Romney has the endorsement of the sum total of 92 at this point. And you would think it would be a lot more, that more of them will start coming in behind him. But 92 out of 285 is remarkably low from elected officials at this point in a campaign, I think.
And Ron, that's my question for you. You know, we're putting a lot of, many party leaders are putting blame on Rick Santorum and asking him to step out of the race. But the reason Mike Huckabee made John McCain earn every last delegate, it's just that McCain earned it by February. So part of this is the weakness of Mitt Romney's campaign, yes or no?
I don't think so. I think that conventional wisdom is, oh, that Romney's weak or that Romney can't close the deal. Romney has had to fight for every delegate that he's gotten. I think this has made him a better candidate. And let me dovetail on something that Todd just said a few moments ago. The conventional wisdom was the longer this goes on, it's better for the Republican Party. You have a tough...
Mitt Romney said that.
Yes. Now, at this point, no. I think that's exactly why the establishment's come out. That's why all of the luminaries of the Republican Party have come out and said, let's close this deal. Let's shut this down. We need to have a nominee. The nominee is going to be Romney. Let's coalesce from a money perspective. Let's stop attacking each other. And let's start putting our focus on the president. The longer that Republicans stay out there and have this circular firing squad with three or four folks in it, the worse it's going to be and the harder it's going to be for the Republicans to prevail in November.
That's a Ron Christie takeaway contributor, Republican political strategist. Todd, we're talking about Santorum, but Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul, can't they stay in until the very bitter end?
As long as they have the money, and if they've got that super PAC money, why not? And even if they don't have ads, if they have enough money to ride a bus from state to state, I suppose there's no reason why not.
We could go until the summertime, gentlemen.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Todd Swillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, and Ron Christie, Takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
Sure thing.